Greetings, dear viewers. I'm here live from Bethlehem, where the census is going on as the emperor decreed it. People have come from all over Judea to register themselves, and we have so many people here. But I noticed that there is a group of individuals that do not look like Israelites. Let me run and ask them a few questions. Hello, Mr. What's your name?
I'm Joseph.
Oh, you're Joseph.
Joseph from Nazareth.
You're from Nazareth?
Yes, I am.
All right. So who are these people who are going, the one you are waving at?
Oh, you mean those people? Yeah. They are the wise men. They are coming from the east. They came to worship the child, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, you mean the promised king?
Yes, of
who
course.
Was supposed to be born in Israel?
Yes, of course.
Is the child he here?
He's here in Bethlehem, in this stable.
Wow, how did this happen?
It's a sad and at the same time for me, a sad and a joyful story. Mm-hmm. You know, I was about to get married with my fiancée at that time, Mary. And I found out that she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And it shook me. And she told me that the angel of the Lord appeared to her, telling her that she will bury a child. So, I think I was at the verge of just divorce her. Hmm. And as I'm a temperate and calm person, I told myself that I should give myself some time to think, mm-hmm. you know. And while I was thinking about that, that night, while sleeping, the angel of the Lord came to me also and
So you had an angel in your dreams?
You know.
For sure.
Yes.
A real angel.
Real angel.
Wow.
And he told me to do not be afraid to take Mary as my wife. And I couldn't even do anything anymore because, you know, I had to believe. Humbly believe and accept the child as it is.
Wow, these are extraordinary things. This hasn't happened for the past 400 years. God hasn't moved in such a mighty way. I believe this is the beginning of a new era. So what did you learn from all these experiences?
Actually, what I learned about that is like, you know, when God is using us as his servant, it's a privilege.
Indeed.
So we have to humbly accept what God is giving us. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that when we have this baby, mm-hmm. this Christ, the mm-hmm. Messiah,
yes.
with us, we should just take it as it is and give reverence to him. You
yeah.
know, seeing those people who came from far, from the east, mm-hmm. coming here in Bethlehem and coming to worship the Lord.
Yeah.
Which is our Messiah, my child actually now, mm-hmm. I have just to see and ask myself what will be his future, you know? Because those people came with the gold, mm-hmm. they came with the incense and the myrrh.
Yeah.
So it means that the king is born.
Yeah.
You know? And the last thing is that God is never late.
Yeah.
He's always on time.
Yeah, I remember
maybe
that
you think that it's, yeah. It might be like... late for you to have something, but you know, I've never prepared to have a child before this because me and my wife Mary, we never touch each other. We
yeah.
were patiently waiting for the right time after our marriage, but what happened? It's God, because nothing is impossible to God.
That is so true, and this promise has been going on for so long. I was actually thinking that it was never going to happen, but I'm so glad to see God moving through your family. I mean, so now, do you feel ready to raise this child? I mean, this is the Son of God. Are you going to be able to raise him up?
I have nothing royal into me.
Yeah.
To raise a king. But I think that God will give me and will enable me to be ready to raise this kid.
Wow. And I believe that the same God who walked with you through that process, visiting you, visiting your fiancée Mary, he's going to carry you through. He will complete what he started in you. So I hear him crying. I
yes.
think you should go and check him.
I have to go
and
now.
Check him out.
I'll
thank you very much for your time, sir. Dear viewers, extraordinary things are happening in Bethlehem. God is at work. And I believe that this God, he doesn't use power or strength to accomplish his purpose, but he only uses faith and obedience. Because this family, as I look at it, it's not a wealthy family. They don't have all together, but because of their obedience and their faith in what God has said, He's really using them. So God doesn't call the brave, but He makes brave those that He calls. And so I believe that that same call that He has on the life of Joseph, He can also have it in you if you say yes to His call today. I mean, God can use you if you say yes to His call. It doesn't matter where you are come from, what your background is. The only thing you need to do is just say yes to His call, and He's going to use you in a mighty way. This will be the end of our news report today, and so we'll see you next time. Ciao.
Thank you very much. Can we clap for Brother Jeremy and Jonathan?